From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev today was formally sentenced to death for the 2013 attack that killed three people and wounded 264. Tsarnaev apologized in court to the victims and survivors of the attack, but some of the family members did not accept the apology.
A sincere apology would have been nice. A simple, believable apology would have been great. And there was nothing simple about what he said, and there was nothing sincere.
The death sentence had been recommended unanimously by a 12-person jury last month. President Obama has ordered an extensive reform of U.S. policies concerning hostage takers. Mr. Obama pledged the government will use all instruments of national power to recover Americans being held prisoner abroad by terrorists, but
I am reaffirming that the United States government will not make concessions, such as paying ransom, to terrorist groups holding American hostages.
The president said the government will no longer threaten to prosecute families who try to negotiate with kidnappers. NATO's Secretary General says the alliance will not be forced into a Cold War-style arms race with Russia. Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels Wednesday that the alliance must upgrade its military capacities in order to defend member states.
We are carefully addressing the implications of what Russia is doing, including its nuclear activities.
Stoltenberg spoke ahead of a meeting of NATO defense ministers in the Belgian capital. Burundi's second vice president has fled the country and denounced President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid to extend his stay in power. Gervais Rufyikiri told a French television on Wednesday that he is against the president's illegal third term. This is VOA News. France is sending a top intelligence official to Washington after leaked reports apparently show the United States spied on the country's last three leaders. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius has summoned the U.S. ambassador to France, Jane Hartley, to discuss revelations that were published by WikiLeaks and by two French news outlets. They claim to show that from 2006 to 2012, the U.S. National Security Agency wiretapped the conversations of French President François Hollande and his predecessors, Nicolas Sarkozy and Jacques Chirac. Mr. Hollande convened emergency meetings on Wednesday to discuss the allegations. He said in a statement that U.S. spying was unacceptable. Lisa Bryant of Paris.
A new poll suggests the world largely supports both the U.S. defense shift toward Asia and the U.S.-led military campaign against the Islamic State. The U.S. overall ratings also remain mainly positive, according to the Pew Research Center poll. The poll looked at public opinion in 40 nations. A global median of 69% expressed a favorable opinion of the U.S. Another Republican has entered the 2016 presidential race in the United States. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal announced his candidacy Wednesday in a post on his website. He is the first American of Indian descent to make a serious run for the presidency. Iran's constitutional court has ratified legislation that requires the government to protect the country's nuclear rights. The action comes as Iran and six other nations approach a deadline for reaching a comprehensive nuclear agreement. State media reported the Guardian Council on Wednesday ratified the bill, which bans access to military sites and scientists. The bill would allow inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency to make routine visits to Iranian nuclear sites. A Turkish citizen accused of organizing cyber attacks on financial institutions has been extradited to the United States. Ercan Fendikoglu was brought before a federal magistrate in New York Wednesday to hear the charges read against him. The cyber attacks netted about $55 million. A Pretoria High Court Wednesday asked prosecutors to consider criminal charges over a government decision to let Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir leave the country in defiance of a court order. Mr. Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on genocide charges. He was allowed to leave South Africa last week after attending a meeting of the African Union, despite a judge's ruling barring his departure. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.